Thanks for tuning in. We are Babes in Voiceland, bringing the laughter to you from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas.
Okay, I was just thinking the other day, when we were younger, there was always those things that you couldn't wait till you're old enough to be able to do.
Yeah.
I know growing up for me, it was more, I couldn't wait to be old enough to actually decide when my bedtime was. Because my parents were very rigid. You know, 8 o'clock, you were in bed. We got to stay up till 8:30, you know, for Sundays so we could see the rest of, I think it was Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, on TV.
Yeah.
And so for me, I couldn't wait till I got to decide if I could stay up all night or not have to go to bed, you know. Because for me, that was being grown up. Uh-huh. I got to make that decision. Mm-hmm. I know for a lot of people, that probably isn't all that exciting. And then, of course, once you grow up and you realize, yeah, you can stay up all night, but then you still got to get up and go to work.
And then 8:30 seems like a really good bedtime,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it did. Didn't seem so bad
the
after all.
The older you get. No, that's not true because I'm still such a night owl. Even though I'm a little older, I'm still a night owl. I've always
totally
been a night owl.
Totally. I couldn't sleep the other night and I text Erica, are you still up? She's like, LOL, of course. I couldn't sleep. I needed someone to talk to.
I'm always up till late at night.
Those things, though, that you couldn't wait to be able to finally do?
I couldn't wait to leave home.
Drink. Drink. Legally drink.
Legally drink.
Well, that was a big deal, wasn't it, for you?
First of all, the drinking age was younger when I was older. Now it's 21.
It was 18.
It was 18.
Not in Illinois.
Until I was almost 18, and then they moved it to 21. Kept chasing it.
No, it was 18, and I was always looked a little older for my age. So at 16, I could go into a New York City bar and get served without...
I'll just bet you
without any... They didn't ask for ID back then.
I saw pictures of you when you were younger, and I'll just bet you.
So was it 18 in New York?
Yeah, it was 18 in New York.
It was 21 in Illinois. I got ripped.
My boyfriend Carl and I would go out. He was the first person I ever drank with, and he drank White Russians. So that was my first...
I just got a free thing of White Russians from The Rock.
It always comes back to The Rock. You notice how that happened?
The Rock.
Everything happens at The Rock.
Okay, Beth, what about you?
Yes. Well, she said
what
the drinking.
What couldn't I want to do? I guess, you know, you had to be 21 to drink legally. Not that we couldn't get served in bars, because we could, but I don't know what I couldn't wait to grow up to do.
I wanted to be able to drive. Know. What about driving? Was driving important to you? Because today's kids don't seem to care about it that much.
You know what? I got my permit at 15. I was driving at 16. I just did it in the right time, so... No, I don't know. I have to think about that.
Did you want to drive or you didn't really care?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to drive.
See?
Heck yeah.
I got my permit when I'm exactly 15 and a half. Six months before my 16th birthday, I got my permit.
Yep.
And on my birthday, I got my license. When I was a kid, I had two older sisters. Mm-hmm. They, of course, got to do everything first.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I was always wanting to finally be that age where you could do something. I couldn't wait to be 10 because I got to have my first pajama party. I couldn't wait to be 14 because I got to have my first mixed party with boys and girls.
Oh.
Supervised, but down in the basement of our house. That was a big deal. I also couldn't wait to be 10 because I knew I could get my ears pierced at 10.
I had to be 12.
Of course,
I wasn't allowed to.
Sister is the one who pierced my ears, and it was
20.
Ice cubes on the earlobes to freeze them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the bar of soap behind and the needle through
in
the kitchen.
How did she measure?
She did pretty damn good because they're pretty even. Shaving my legs and wearing makeup.
Oh,
that was another thing.
Makeup
had to
be
a certain age. I had to be 13 years old before I could wear makeup, and I will never forget this as long as I live. It was my 13th birthday.
Uh-huh.
I got to wear makeup to school. I had a very pretty yellow dress on, and I had a little eyeshadow, a little mascara, a little lip gloss. Uh-huh. I felt like I was so grown up. My legs were shaved. I had on pantyhose. And here I am at school on my 13th birthday, and Mother Nature decided to give me a gift.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you want to be grown up? Well, here you go.
Guess who had to go home and change her clothes?
Oh, that yellow dress.
No more needed to say. Yeah. We all
So it was just, so it was always, I wanted to be old enough to smoke in front of my parents. Now, who would say that right now? I wanted to be old enough to I wanted to be old enough to go out on a date with a boy in a car. I technically wasn't allowed to do that till I was 16.
See, wow. I don't remember
they
having
had all
any
these rigid numbers growing
I don't,
up.
I don't yes. think I had any rigid numbers at all.
Oh, whatever. You were so spoiled.
I don't remember any.
I had a curfew of 1 a.m. when I turned 1 16.
What?
Yeah.
What?
1 a.m.?
Yeah. I didn't even have that when I was out of the house.
I'm from New York. I mean, we had to get out and party a little. So
16. Wow. At 16?
Yeah.
Holy cannolis.
Yeah.
Did you let your kids stay out till 1 a.m. at 16?
Hell no.
But I'll tell you what, you guys. Mine was midnight when I was 16, had my license on the weekend. It was midnight. Mm-hmm. My dad was always on the couch in the TV room, and the rule was I had to wake him up when I got home, and then he would look at his watch and know that it was midnight, and then he would go upstairs and go to bed. Now, if I wanted to stay out past my curfew, and I was 25 minutes away from home on the other side of town, I had better call my dad 30 minutes before my curfew to ask if I could stay out longer, not call him at 5 minutes till and say, I'm 25 minutes from home, I'm going to be late.
Right,
that was
right.
not allowed.
See, I think I really always had to be home like around 10. I mean, I didn't.
But you had everybody in the whole neighborhood in your house.
Yeah,
so
that's
what
true.
Matter?
But you know what the rule was? If you're going to be late, just call so I don't worry. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm in trouble. I just pick up, find a payphone and call. I mean, God knows we didn't have cell phones.
Well, you know,
phones.
My mother didn't let me get my ears pierced because she said, well, her ears weren't pierced because my grandmother was from Russia. And in the old days in Russia, the bandits would come when you were in some kind of wagon and they'd rip the earrings out of your ears because they were always real gold. And, you know, they would rob you.
Right. Oh,
so
I didn't
my
know.
Mother was really afraid of that and would not let me get my ears pierced. And I thought that was terrible. So one of the things that I really looked forward to when I got older,
you didn't have to worry about bandits anymore.
No, I had my ears pierced in the Azores. So
of course you did. Because why would you have them pierced, you know, someplace local like New York City or, you know, somewhere in
I'll tell you why. Because they have really good gold in the Azores. And I was visiting in the Azores and they had some really nice 24 karat gold. And the maid of the house did with the ice cube and the needle, and they pierced my ears around the dining room table while everybody looked on, and then they put my earrings in.
Well, then it was worth the wait.
Exactly.
Our two favorite mogul desert tortoises, Rainbow and Sprinkles, have been busy running all of their many businesses out of their beautiful home in sunny Las Vegas. I know what you're thinking. Who would have thought the two tortoises would be so successful? Well, Dr. Doodly-Doo for one, and I think caretaker Betsy always knew too. Sort of like picking the right poker machine, I guess. You just have to be lucky. Let's look in on this crew and see what's new.
Good morning, Sprinkles. What are you doing?
Oh, Rainbow, I always hoped that we would be a big success, but business has started to become overwhelming. There is so much to do and keep up with, and the last three businesses that we have started have become so successful. I'm not complaining, but don't get any more new ideas, Rainbow. I don't think I can handle any more.
Okay. I'll try not to, Sprinkles. But Tortoise Yoga is still a big hit. We open up new franchises every day.
I know, Rainbow. I know. I handle all the agreements and paperwork, remember?
And everyone loves the Tortoise Diet. Our book has been the number one diet book on Amazon for months.
I am well aware, Rainbow. Oh, and that reminds me. We have a photo shoot coming up for the new cover article on the tea diet. Oh, it's with some health magazine. I can't remember who at the moment.
Ooh, a cover shoot? Can I wear feathers and sequins? Oh, wait a minute. You can't remember the name of the magazine? You remember everything, Sprinkles. Uh-oh, I think you're overwhelmed. We will have to do something about this.
While Sprinkles went back to work on their latest venture, Dandelion Joy, Rainbow went to find caretaker Betsy and Dr. Doodly-Doo. She found them in the kitchen laughing and sipping some dandelion wine.
Hey, what's so funny?
Hi, Rainbow. We were just laughing about the time you ordered so many dandelions that we couldn't get out of the house because they filled up the whole backyard.
Oh, and then how happy you and Sprinkles were to dig and eat a path to our freedom. It truly was a sight to see.
I guess that was pretty funny, but we still couldn't eat all of them. There really were too many.
But you figured out what to do and started your next business.
And everyone loves all your new products. Dandelion Joy has become your latest success.
I know, but ever since we added Dandelion Joy, Sprinkles has been really tired and even a little grumpy. I don't know what to do.
By the way, where is Sprinkles? It's almost time for lunch. I have your salads already in the fridge.
Sprinkles is working very hard. We have so many products with our new DJ line.
Are you in the music business too now? When did that happen? When did you become DJs?
Ha ha! You are so funny, Dr. Doodly-Doo. Our feet are like shovels. They could never spin records.
Oh, yes, that thought had crossed my mind as well. So, what other kind of DJ is there?
Oh, I know. DJ is short for Dandelion Joy, isn't it, Rainbow?
Yes, it is, Caretaker Betsy. Look at the wine you both have been drinking. The label says DJ Dandelion Wine.
Well, look at that. Yes, it does. And it's delicious.
Would you care for another glass with your lunch, Dr. Doodly-Doo?
Well, I don't mind if I do. It's a marvelous pairing with the tea salad, if I do say so myself.
And look, it says DJ on the liquid dish soap, and the hand lotion, and the candle, and the salad oil.
Ah, yes, that oil on the salad is divine, and it goes so well with the wine.
You know, I think Rainbow is right. Sprinkles does seem a bit too serious and stressed out, even for her. Life is too short to be stressed out.
Well, we are desert tortoises and live to be well over 80 years old. But I think I understand what you mean.
Just then, Sprinkles appeared in the doorway.
Oh, hello, Sprinkles. Are you hungry? Lunch is in the fridge.
Yes, I guess so. My eyes are so tired from being on the computer for so long. My whole body is tired. Even my shell feels heavy today.
Oh, that's not a good sign. When a tortoise's shell feels too heavy, that means they may be coming down with something, or they are very stressed out. And I think you're too stressed out, Sprinkles. I think you need a vacation.
Too bad you don't drink wine, Sprinkles. This dandelion wine is like a vacation in a bottle. I don't feel any stress at all. In fact, I'm quite happy. Now, what can we do to make you happy, Sprinkles?
What can you do to make me happy? Now that's a good question.
Oh, I know, I figured it out.
Tell us, Rainbow, how can we make Sprinkles happy?
First, we're going to hire help and lighten Sprinkles' workload, and then Sprinkles and I are going to go on a walkabout.
But I am so tired, Rainbow. I would much prefer to float in the pool than go for a walk. And what is a walkabout anyway?
Oh, a walkabout is a spiritual experience. It will help you get back to your tortoise roots and find your strength and power.
I thought only Aborigines went on walkabouts as a rite of passage when they became a man.
Really? I never heard of any of this. This is very interesting.
You are right, Dr. Doodly-Doo, but now tortoises do them too. I read all about it on the internet.
But wait a minute. Where would you go to do this walkabout? And is it safe? How safe would it be for you and Sprinkles to be on your own?
This doesn't sound very safe, Rainbow.
I love you, Sprinkles. You know I wouldn't let anything bad happen to you.
I love you too, Rainbow. But I'm not so sure about this.
There is a group that organizes everything. And it's right here in the Mojave Desert. In fact, the departure point is Red Rock Canyon.
If I may interject here, walkabouts can last for months. How long do you plan on being gone? And are you sure females can go too?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, you can't be gone for months. It isn't safe out there, and who will make your lunch?
Oh, don't worry, caretaker Betsy. It will be okay. And yes, all tortoises are encouraged to go, male and female. I think it sounds really great, and it's only for a week. What do you think, Sprinkles?
Actually, I think a week in the desert away from all this business and technology is starting to sound better and better. Book the trip, Rainbow. Let's go.
Yay! Leave everything to me, Sprinkles. We are going on an adventure.
Wow, I think the caretaker Betsy and Dr. Doodly-Doo are in shock. Good thing they have a big supply of DJ wine in stock. They know that when tortoises make up their minds to do something, they do it. What do you think will happen to Rainbow and Sprinkles? What will happen on their walkabout? Tune in to the next episode of Rainbow and Sprinkles and find out.
Okay, so here's something interesting I'd like your opinion on.
Yes.
This week there was a fashion show in Saudi Arabia. And instead of using fashion models, you know, those like stick-like figures that never eat, they used drones. You know what a drone is, right?
Right.
Well, okay. Those are the things that fly like you've...
Yeah.
You can put cameras on them and you can spy on your neighbors.
Did they put a burqa on these drones so that they flew around the room with
like
a burqa on?
I mean, people said they look like ghosts.
What?
Flying around. It was a stupid idea. I'll just say it. Models are made when you design a piece of clothing, it's to fit a body, not to fit a drone.
So wait a minute. They did it like the dress on the hanger and the drone flew it around the room?
Yeah, but except they put it on the drone.
So it wasn't even on a hanger.
No,
it was just hanging on the drone. So like you said, like a ghost.
Right, it looked like a ghost. But it couldn't, if I was a designer, I would have been so upset that they did that. Because, you don't design for a drone body. You design for a human body.
Okay, yeah, but even models aren't human bodies.
But I'm assuming
that they're closer than a drone.
It's because they didn't want, because of their religious beliefs, a woman with her flesh exposed in this fashion show, so they had to use machines instead.
Were they too cheap to pay the models?
In Saudi Arabia, no. They got more money than God.
Well, these are all good questions. I don't know, but they said they were trying to do something different. They were looking for, like, to be edgy.
We are now scorning their different idea. It is being met with scorn in America.
I just thought it was a terrible idea, and I hope somebody listens to this and just goes and tells their favorite Saudi Arabian friend that they should
our tens of listeners
the
are going to
drones that they fly like over your house to take
and
pictures
tell
right
and enough.
They flew the drones flew down the runway
and so did they fly over the whole crowd?
No, they flew down the runway like a model would do the walk.
And then they turned.
Yeah, you can direct a drone to do anything.
Well, yeah,
so then they turned the drone and they had it go back so you could see the back, you could see the front.
Okay, was it on YouTube? Is it on YouTube? Somebody Google it. Somebody, our tens of listeners, somebody Google drone fashion show. Send us the link to our email address,
yes,
babesandvoiceland@gmail.com.
At least 100,000 listeners, so somebody out there has got to know.
I really prefer the story about the bear with the waffles and the syrup, but there might have been a video on it. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I'll get back to you
to... sending us a link at our email.
Yeah, what they need to send us these
babes in voicemail.
No.
Babes in voicemail.
Stop. You go. No, go ahead, Beth.
Much wine. You do it.
Okay.
I guess I had
lead
too much wine.
If you find it on YouTube, send us the link to babesinvoicemail@gmail.com.
You did the same
you
thing
said
I did.
Voicemail just
oh,
now.
Oh, shoot. And I haven't even had a cocktail yet.
Okay, Terry, your turn. Terry,
what's
your
email
turn.
Address?
babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
Oh, yay! There you go. Yay!
Thanks for joining us. You can hear more of us on Apple Podcasts or leave us a message at our website, babesinvoiceland.com.